Welcome once more to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Peter Guest
and
the Moose
here for another episode of footballpredictions.net podcast. Today we're covering Serie A games for the 10th to 13th of May 2024.
Yes, and we'll be looking at a Frosinone versus Inter Milan, Napoli versus Bologna, AC Milan versus Cagliari, Lazio versus Empoli, Genoa versus Sassuolo, Hellas Verona versus Torino, Juventus at home to Salernitana, Atalanta at home to Roma, Lecce versus Udinese, and finally Fiorentina at home to Monza.
I'm glad you're doing that bit. You can also see the details for all these matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net. Along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition you can imagine from A to Z. Our website shows you where to watch these games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for the direct clickable links to all the matches we're about to discuss. In fact, you can watch all these games on Bet365. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, be gamble aware. Okay, first off, we've got Frosinone up against Inter Milano. So this is on Friday at 7:45 our time. And, well, Frosinone have been a bit frozen themselves lately, haven't they?
Well, they have indeed. A lot of draws, which kind of seems to symbolize Italian football at the end of every season. But Frosinone actually still has a lot to play for. Last week, they were at Empoli, and that was that very close encounter that we had predicted just above the relegation zone there, because Frosinone are only 2 points above Udinese now. They still need points. They are getting points, but it's a lot of draws. Last week at Empoli, we had a nervy game, didn't we? Under 2.5. But we had predicted Empoli to win, but Frosinone actually got a draw, a nil-nil draw. Now, opposite number, Inter Milan, already champions. They were at Sassuolo, who is at the bottom, who still theoretically can save themselves from relegation.
And Sassuolo beat them.
And Sassuolo actually got the 3 points. so that was a huge surprise, because prior to that we had predicted Inter and a correct score at home to Torino 2-0. We predicted them to beat Inter Milan. But maybe the fact that they're already champions and so far ahead in the table caught them a little
nice
bit out.
It's never nice to be beaten by, you know, when you're the champions. But everyone wants to beat you when you are. So it's not unheard of. But Frosinone only 5 draws out of the last 6. They don't lose. They don't win very often, but they did against Salernitana. 3-0 at home. So they're pretty good at home. They can score at home. They tend to get a few nil-nils, though, all over the place. But, this one is going to be one where we think it will go in the favour of the champion, surely.
Yeah, I think Inter is not going to lose 2 games in a row, not going to do the same mistake as last week, even though they have already won the championship. And Frosinone will give them a good game. So we are predicting a close game, 2-1 Inter Milan, in a game that you can actually watch live on Bet365. And when you sign up, you please use FP365 for that one.
Yeah. And by the way, that game that Inter lost last time out against Sassuolo was only the second game they've lost all season.
All season, yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Napoli hosting Bologna. This one's on at 5 p.m. our time on the 11th, on Saturday, that is. And you can watch this one on Bet365 using the bonus code FP365, as well as it's on TNT Sports 3. Yes. We've got a Napoli side who also are not liking to win very much.
Yeah.
We got last time out, we actually thought they would win, but they drew against Udinese 1-1. before that. They drew against Roma 2-2. They lost to Empoli before that, 1-0. And then they drew again to Frosinone, the draw specialists, 2-2. So, and they last won actually on the 7th of April. So it's been over a month for Napoli. Similarly, well, you can have a look at Bologna's form.
Yeah, Bologna is hanging in there for that fourth Champions League spot, really the surprise package of the Serie A this season. But the draws are not really helping their cause, and Atalanta is gaining on them fast. Last week, we had a low-score draw at Torino, and it ended 0-0. So we predicted that one. Prior to that, they had Udinese at home, which was a team they really should have beaten, but it was only ended a draw. So yeah, it seems like Bologna is kind of, although they're not losing many games, and they did have a really nice win at Roma with 3-1, which surprised us a bit. They are struggling a little bit here in the last sort of the close in on the season, and yeah, we think they're going to struggle at Napoli as well.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, looking at their goal scoring, Bologna, they've in the last five games, I think they've scored four goals, yeah, and three of those are 0-0 draws. Excuse me. So yeah, we think Napoli will take this at home, just with a 1-0 win. So yeah, I don't know what your thoughts are on the best bet for that one, but I'm thinking under 2.5.
Yes, under 2.5, and know both teams to score, so definitely goals market.
Yes. It's
really interesting in that one.
So next up, we've got second-placed AC Milan up against Cagliari, and that one's on at 7:45 on Saturday night. Bet365, you can watch that using the bonus code FP365, and it's also on TNT Sports 3.
Yeah,
and this game is going to be another one where both teams haven't actually won for a while.
Yeah, I mean, AC Milan is really struggling since that defeat at home to Inter, and away defeat at Roma. I mean, really concealed them to second spot, and yeah, they lost the championship in those games. I mean, it was only mathematically that they were gonna take it by then, but still, they've tanked quite a bit. They did get a nil-nil draw at Juve, but really last week again surprised us a little bit, a 3-3 home draw to Genoa, who really was sitting mid table and nothing to play for.
Yeah.
Now they're meeting a Cagliari team that, at the same time, again, like we said, close season in Italy. Lots of draws, and Cagliari has got four draws out of the last six games. They're going into this one really with not a lot to play for, although theoretically they could still go down.
Indeed. So this one is one where we think AC Milan will come through at home, though, right? I mean, finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
got three goals against Genoa last week. We've seen them. They have the ability to score goals against these teams that are sitting lower down the table. Hence why we're going for a home win here. The draws that Cagliari has had has been actually high-score draws, a couple of 2-2s. Mm-hmm. But their last, I think we are basing this a little bit on their last away game where they lost 3-0 at Genoa. So. Yeah. Yeah.
3-1 to AC Milan for this one, we think.
Yeah.
And both teams to score, do you think, would be a good shout?
I think that's an interesting bit.
And next up, we've got Lazio playing Empoli. That one's on Sunday the 12th at 11:30 our time. And you can watch this one on Bet365 using the bonus code FP365 if you're joining them. And you can obviously watch that one for free, as we discussed in various other times, by having placed a bet in the last 24 hours or having just one unit of currency stored there. You can also watch it on Discovery Plus and TNT Sports. Now, this game is going to be one where Lazio had been in fantastic form, hadn't they, until that last draw they had against Monza.
Yeah. This is it's really interesting in the Serie A right now, because they obviously have that fifth spot, which will give them Champions League.
Yeah.
And you got quite a few teams in it, especially with Lazio's late search for the fifth spot, with Atalanta, Roma, and then Lazio. And Lazio is playing an Empoli team here who is not very good away from home. They don't like to score goals away from home. And they've actually lost the last three in matches that we have predicted. So at Atalanta,
yep,
we had them to lose 2-0. At Lecce, we had them to lose 1-0. And at Inter, we had them to lose 2-1, but they lost 2-0. So we're pretty consistent with our Empoli predictions.
Two of those were exact scores, by the way.
Exactly, exact scores. And Lazio at home have been looking really, really solid. Beat Juve. I mean, they beat Verona last time at home. And we had a under 2.5. No, both teams to score. And a Lazio win, and they won 1-0. So
surprised us, haven't they? They've really done better than expected.
Yeah.
But, when we did predict them to beat Monza, they drew.
Yeah. But I think they're going to get back on track this week against Empoli. And for this one, we're predicting a Lazio 2-0 home win.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout.
Clean sheet.
The win, I think. Yeah. I mean, Empoli 17th. They need points.
They need points, but I think their away form is not doing them any favours in this particular game.
Totally agree. So that brings us on to Genoa playing Sassuolo. And that one is on at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah. And these Sassuolo really surprised us last week. They beat Inter Milan. Like we said, Inter, nothing to play for, but should really have been too strong for Sassuolo in this game. But now all of a sudden, Sassuolo can still pull off a fight here in the bottom. They only got 3 points up to Empoli, who we just predicted to who is going to maybe lose or possibly lose at Lazio. Now the question is what they can do at Genoa, who surprised us a little bit at AC Milan, but did beat Cagliari 3-0 at home in their last outing, a game that we predicted again with over 2.5 goals, and a Genoa home win. What do we think of this one?
Well, Sassuolo did beat Inter Milan last week in the shock of the season, really.
Yeah.
Although second gear Inter Milan. But can they win two on the trot? I don't think so. Could they maybe nick a draw? Possibly. But we think that Genoa will beat them, and we think they'll just beat them 1-0.
Yeah.
So maybe low scoring, and Sassuolo, maybe their hopes will be extinguished a little bit after that, but they should be fighting, but we don't think that they'll get past Genoa.
Yeah.
Genoa. Hellas Verona next, up against Torino. This one's on at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
And, like the last match, you can watch this on Bet365, can't you? Use the bonus code FP365 if you're joining them. And we've got Hellas Verona coming off a win, haven't we?
Yes, at home to Fiorentina. And they're playing a Torino side here who, they've not scored in the last 4 matches.
Yes.
They've drawn the last 3 home games 0-0. Now, last time out... they need a goal. Last time they played away from home, we had predicted them to lose 2-0 at Inter Milan, and they lost 2-0 at Inter Milan. Similarly for Verona, although they surprised us a bit against Fiorentina, we'd predicted them to lose at Lazio in an under 2.5 game, and so they did. But they have won their last 2 home games, Verona. But still, we're looking at 2 teams here with nothing to play for. Close end of the season in this in the Serie A and Italian football in general. I mean, Torino's got 3 draws out of the last 4. I think we're going down the route of a close game here.
Yeah, and possibly another draw. I mean, Torino being quite good at draws lately.
Yeah.
Going away as well, so they're probably not the favourites there. Hellas Verona, marginally maybe, but we think that this will be a draw as well. And we're looking at both teams to score that goal. They'll get that goal they need. And 1-1 as the prediction for that one. Predicting a draw for that one seems right. So we'll see what happens. Next up, Juventus, who have not been in good form, playing
more draws.
And that one's at 5 o'clock on Sunday, UK time. And another one you can watch on Bet365 using that bonus code FP365. And you can watch that for nothing if you are able to have an account with them. Now, the last six matches for Juventus not looking good, are they? Apart from a one win just by the goal against Fiorentina.
Yeah, that's it. And otherwise, four draws, one defeat in the Coppa. But they're playing a Salernitana team that's already relegated. And Juventus really should be the stronger side here. We did predict a 2-1 defeat for Salernitana last week at Atalanta, and they lost 2-1.
Yeah.
Prior to that, we predicted Salernitana to lose in a high-scoring game at Fusione, and they lost 3-0.
Yeah.
Prior to that, a low-scoring defeat at home to Fiorentina, which we had as well. And prior to that, a high-scoring defeat at Lazio. So we've been very consistent with the
Salernitana. Yeah. We also predicted the draw the game before that. It was a draw.
We did.
And the game before that, we thought they'd get beaten heavily by Bologna, and they were.
Yeah.
So actually, well, I think this is the banker, isn't it? Juventus going to win, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we did have the 1-1 draw with Roma correct last week for Juve. Now at home to Salernitana, we're predicting 2-1 home win for Juve. So both teams to score and an over game, which Salernitana's matches kind of, they are high scoring games. And so a high scoring Juve win here.
Yeah, high scoring? Well, 2-1.
2-1. Yeah. Over 2.5 goals.
Over 2.5 goals, yes. Yeah. And yeah, that one looks to be sure. I mean, it's a bit almost too easy to just say Juventus will win, which would be very, very likely. But over 2.5 sounds like a good shout as well. Next up, on Sunday at 7:45, we have Atalanta versus Roma.
Yeah, this is a very interesting one because this is really the fight for that fifth spot.
And there's a form team, isn't there, here, out of the two of these, and that's Atalanta.
Yes.
Who we predicted them, didn't we, last time, to win 2-1 against Salernitana, and it's exactly what they did.
And the week before, we had them to win 2-0 at home to Empoli, and they beat them 2-0. And in fact, we predicted them to beat Fiorentina and Monza as well. And the Monza, we had the correct score as well. So we've actually had three out of the last four correct scores on Atalanta correct.
Well, not only that, the last Roma game, we predicted 1-1 last week, and it was 1-1.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're looking pretty good on these teams. Yeah. Now, taking everything into consideration, Atalanta's form is pretty solid.
Yeah.
Roma is a bit on and off, really.
They're both locked in at 60 points.
Yeah.
But Atalanta have got five more goals in the goal difference, so it's as tight as it can get, really, isn't it? This is the decider, surely.
Yeah, it should be, and we actually think Atalanta is going to edge it.
Yeah, we do. We think that's going to be being at home and being on the really good run of form they're on, the role they're on, and also there's been a few 2-1s lately with them and both the teams. That it'll be 2-1 to Atalanta.
Yep.
In the end, and let's see what happens with that one. But it'll be a great game to watch because of the closeness on the table. So, next up, Lecce up against Udinese, and that one on Monday at 5:30. Again, you can watch it on Bet365 using the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them.
Yeah,
and Lecce have had some mixed form, but. Udinese, you would say, have had some very ordinary form.
Yeah, Udinese, I mean, they really have been forced to pick up points But they need wins and not draws. They've only won 4 games all season. Yet they've drawn 18. There's over half of their games they've drawn. Yeah. But they're playing away to a Lecce here, and they have 2 points up to Empoli and Frosinone. They have to win, but they are in terrible form. Yeah. They really are.
They can't do it against teams up the table against them. They just can't win.
No. Lecce, on the other hand, to be fair, they've only lost at least one out of the last 6. That was a 3-0 defeat at AC Milan, which we predicted. We actually had that one at 3-1 or 3-0.
Yeah.
The last few matches, we've actually predicted both teams to score, although it has been 2 draws for Lecce. But really, Lecce at this point in the season, look, theoretically, they could still go down.
Yeah. Not doing themselves any favours.
They could still go down, but they're 7 points above Udinese. But this one could really seal it for them with a win, couldn't it?
Yes, I see. We think that Lecce will win this game, and at home, they should sneak over the line. There's not a lot of goals scored in games featuring Lecce. Usually it's 1. And usually, sometimes it's not even by them. But they did beat Sassuolo 3-0, to be fair. But that's the outlier. They lost 3-0 to AC Milan. But generally, they don't score, or they score 1. And we think they will score 1 in this game. And we don't think Udinese will score. So we think it's going to be 1-0 to the home team. And
yeah.
Let's see how that one unfolds. I think under 2.5 is probably a good bet on that one.
That looks probable, yeah. The goal market looks very good.
Yes. And also on Monday at 7:45, we've got Fiorentina playing Monza. And 2 teams that, could be a bit of a mismatch, this one.
Yeah, it looks like it, doesn't it? Even though Fiorentina has played 1 game less than the remaining team. So they actually have 4 games left and still 12 points to play for, which means that they could potentially catch up with some European spots, even though it does seem unlikely. They have picked up a little bit of form recently. However, then they did have that defeat at Verona last week, which kind of set them back quite a bit. But they're playing a Monza team here who is in terrible form, really.
Yeah, Monza, although Monza did get that draw, although I was at home against Lazio, which was a good result for them.
Yeah.
We didn't expect them to get anything from that game. What can you say? That they've lost 3 out of the last 6 and they've drawn 3 out of the last 6. So no wins in 6 there for Monza.
Yeah.
But there's nothing really much to play for. The mid-table, there's not a lot going on there, is there really? It's kind of winding down. Although, you know, they do seem to surprise from time to time. They can score. But we don't expect them to score in this game at Fiorentina. We think Fiorentina will beat them.
Yeah.
And pretty handsomely. A couple of goals. Fiorentina do tend to score quite, you know, often. Let's have a look at the last sort of half a dozen games or so. I don't see them not scoring. So 2-0 to Fiorentina is our prediction for that one.
Yes. Yeah.
I think so that wraps it all up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For it this does. Week. For the Serie A, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Apple.